The killing of Kamsa.
It was the evil King Kamsa's plan to have Krishna killed. He therefore decided to hold a wrestling match between the most deadly giant wrestlers in the land and the young boys, Krishna and Balaram. Surely, Kamsa thought, my plot will have a happy ending, Krishna's death. To fulfill his wicked desire, Kamsa sent Krishna's uncle Akura to the land of Vrindavan to bring the two brothers to his trap in Mathura. After conferring with Kamsa, Akura drove his chariot to Vrindavan, picked up the two transcendental boys, and drove towards Mathura with great speed. On the way, Akura, accompanied by Krishna and Balaram, stopped at the bank of the river Jamuna, and there, Krishna revealed to Akura that he was actually Mahavishnu, the source of all the universes, and Balaram was Anantashesha, whom all the universes are resting upon. After Akura offered many wonderful prayers to Krishna and Balaram, they resumed their journey, and by nightfall, the chariot reached Mathura. Gate of the city, Krishna thanked Akura and asked him to return to his home. Sadly accepting the orders of the Lord, Akura left, and the two transcendental brothers, Krishna and Balaram, entered Mathura. When the news spread that Krishna and Balaram were within the city, all the inhabitants gathered, and the ladies and girls immediately went to the roofs of their houses to see the brothers. For they had been awaiting the arrival of Krishna and Balaram with great anxiety.
Krishna and Balaram are here. Already? I'll come immediately. Oh, have I missed them?
No, not yet. But don't go away now.
They've finally come.
We've been waiting so long for this moment.
I'm so excited. After hearing about Krishna and Balaram for so long, I'm going to finally see them in person.
Look! Over there. Is that Krishna and Balaram?
It is. And they're coming this way.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
At last. Please, Krishna, as we see you with our eyes, we beg that you will come and live in our hearts
so that we may embrace you there to our full satisfaction.
After seeing the beauty of these two boys, now for the first time I can understand the good fortune of the people of Vrindavan.
Yes, for they get to see Krishna and Balaram every day.
Look, see them smiling?
Oh, glories to Krishna and Balaram.
Mathura is quite a city, isn't it, Krishna? See how the gates of the city are made of marble. And the doors of the gates are made with solid gold. And the entire city is protected by cannons so that no enemy can easily enter. It is certainly wonderful.
And look, every house is decorated with silk cloth and embroidered with pearls and jewels.
Wow.
And each one has trees, fruits, and flowers in its own garden.
Look at that
beautiful city.
Wow. Look at all those palaces.
Oh, you are a washerman, aren't you?
I am not a washerman, but I am King Kamsa's washerman, and not only that, I dye his clothing.
My dear washerman, I would be very pleased if you would give this nice dyed cloth to me.
I think that you don't understand. I am the king's washerman, and this beautiful dyed cloth is the king's beautiful dyed cloth. I'll pretend that I didn't hear you this time, but don't make such a foolish request again.
If you give me this nice cloth, you will become very happy, and all good fortune will be yours.
You dare ask again? How can it be you're asking for clothing meant for the king?
Yes, I am.
My dear boys, don't you have any shame? Asking for things that are meant for the king will only bring you punishment by the government men. They will arrest you. I have practical experience of this matter. They will put you in great difficulty. Anyone who wants to use the king's property as his own is very severely made an example of. Now go away before I punish you myself!
You foolish man! Oh. Let us take what we need, and we will leave all the rest for our cowherd boyfriends. And what they don't need can be just left in the street. Come on, kid.
Yes, let's go. After this ghastly incident, a devoted tailor in the city took the opportunity and prepared some clothes from the cloth and offered the clothes to the two brothers. Dressed beautifully, Krishna and Balaram looked just like elephants dressed with colored clothing on the full moon day of the dark moon. Krishna was very pleased with the tailor and gave him the benediction that when he left his body, he would be liberated and would attain a body exactly like the four-handed Narayan in the Vaikuntha planets. Krishna also granted him that as long as he lived, he would enjoy material opulence and even sense gratification.
Krishna and Balaram then went and visited a devotee florist named Sudama. Because of great happiness in seeing the brothers, Sudama presented both Krishna and Balaram with an exquisite garland of various flowers. When Krishna asked the florist what blessing he would like, the florist begged from the Lord that he wished to remain his eternal servant, and by being his servant, do good for all living creatures. Lord Krishna was so pleased with the florist that he gave Sudama that benediction, and above that, he offered him all material wealth, a long life, and whatever else his heart desired within this material world. After leaving the florist's place, Krishna and Balaram went again to the streets of Mathura.
See? See how the crossings of the roads are decorated with gold?
And all the homes, they seem as if they were constructed by one engineer.
Krishna, look. Look at this funny-looking hunchback woman carrying a dish of sandalwood paste.
I think I made a favorite joke. Oh, tall young woman. Who are you?
What?
Tell me. Who are you carrying this sandalwood pulp for?
Oh, beautiful dark boy, Shyama Sundar. I'm a maidservant of King Kamsa, and every day I please the king by bringing him sandalwood pulp.
I think that you should offer this sandalwood to me, and if you do so, I am sure that you will be fortunate.
I can easily see that there is no one who should be served by this pulp of sandalwood
other than you two brothers. I will certainly deliver it to you.
I am very pleased with the devotion with which this girl has acted. How can I reward her? I know. I'll press her feet with my toes and straighten her up by jerking her cheeks. Over here. Bend down.
Into a beautiful young woman.
Thank you, oh beautiful one. My dear hero, I cannot leave you now. Please come to my house. I am very attracted by your beauty. Please be kind to me.
My dear beautiful girl, thank you for your invitation. I will certainly come to your house after I finish my other business in Mathura.
You will?
Yes, but now I must go.
Goodbye. See you soon.
I think we better get to where the sacrifice is being held, Krishna.
I wonder where the sacrificial arena is. Maybe someone could tell us how we could get there. Does anyone know where the sacrificial arena is? Oh, excuse me. Could you tell me where the sacrificial arena is, where the sacrifice is going to be held tomorrow?
Well, if it's not far from here. You go to the next corner, you make a right, then you make a left at the big gold gate with the jewels on it. Then you go straight and make the second right, and you can't miss it.
Thank you.
Anything else?
No, thank you. Let's go, Balaram.
All right, Krishna.
Krishna? That's right. Now I know where I saw him before. Some guy in a van stopped by here last week and sold me a book with his picture on it. What was that book's name? Krishna, the Supreme Person. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Oh.
I think this is the arena.
Krishna?
Let's go inside.
Oh, look at that giant bow. They've prepared that for the sacrifice.
Oh,
it's huge.
Stop! No one is allowed in this area. This area is definitely off limits. Go.
Oh, really?
Go. You must go away. Now get away from that. Get away from that. No. Stop. Get away from that ball. Get away from that ball. Get away from that ball. Oh, no. Get away from that ball. Get away from that ball. Rascal! Arrest him! Arrest him! Kill this boy who has broken the bow! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Oh, I'll have to kill you myself!
Let's go, Balaram.
Yes,
There are many other places that I would like to see in the city.
It was so kind of our King Kamsa to invite us here to Mathura to take part in the sacrificial festivities.
Yeah, let's go.
Everywhere Krishna and Balaram went within the city, the citizens saw the two brothers and appreciated their power and beauty.
They thought that the two boys were demigods, and they looked upon them with astonishment. The two brothers strolled carefree through the streets, not caring for the law and order of Kamsa. When evening came, Krishna and Balaram returned to the outskirts of the city, where all the carts which had arrived from Vrindavan to see the sacrifice were camped.
Thus Krishna and Balaram gave some hints to Kamsa of their arrival, and Kamsa could understand the severe danger that was awaiting him the next day in the sacrificial arena. After taking supper and thinking of the next day's program, Krishna very peacefully began to take rest. Thus, Krishna passed the night. On the other side, Kamsa began to get reports of Krishna's activity in the city of Mathura. Tomorrow is the day that I have waited for many years. Tomorrow, Krishna will be killed. I have made many plans, and certainly one will succeed. Tonight will be my last troubled sleep. For tomorrow, Krishna, the cowherd boy of Vrindavan, the son of Vasudeva, will die. Come in!
I have some news about Krishna, sire.
What? Tell me. Is it good news? Has he been killed yet?
I'm afraid not, sire. After the giant bow in the sacrificial arena was broken by Krishna, Krishna killed all of your soldiers that you sent to kill him.
No. No, it's not true.
Your washerman, he refused to give Krishna some newly dyed cloth. And Krishna also killed him.
No, get out, get out. Oh, yes. Get out, get out. I don't want to hear anymore. Get out.
Krishna seems to be very powerful. Terribly powerful. The voice in the sky said that the eighth child of Devaki would kill me. And now the eighth child is here. In my city, could my doom be sealed? Sleep? How can I? These boys, Krishna and Balaram, are the messengers of my death. While sleeping, I saw horrible omens, omens of doom, high doom. In my dream, when I looked in the mirror, I couldn't see my head. And even when I'm awake, when I look in the sky, I see the stars in double. I see holes in my shadow, and I hear a high buzzing sound in my ears. These signs are signs of death. Oh! Oh! I saw ghosts carried in a carriage drawn by donkeys, and oh no!
Someone was giving me poison and I drank it. Both awake and asleep, I have no shelter from the fact that my death is certain. When will this night end? When will this night end?
It's 4 o'clock. At last, early morning.
I will start making my arrangements now. Today is my day, my last day to kill Krishna. Servant! Servant!
Yes, sire.
Notify the restless, Chenora and Mastika, Sala and Tosala, to awaken and start them preparing for the wrestling match.
Yes, sire.
Next morning, after taking the bath, Krishna and Balaram heard the beating of kettle drums in the wrestling arena, and they proceeded to the spot where the wrestling match was to take place. As planned by Kamsa, when they reached the gate of the wrestling camp, they saw a huge elephant named Kubalaya Pita. The elephant, tended by his caretaker, blocked the entrance to the gateway and stood in front of Krishna like inevitable death. Suddenly, provoked by the caretaker, the elephant rushed towards Krishna and tried to catch him with its trunk. But Krishna quickly moved behind the elephant, pulled its tail and dragged it for 25 yards. Krishna pulled the elephant from side to side with great strength, just like Garuda drags an insignificant snake. Krishna then gave the elephant a strong slap and tripped it. Harassed and angry, the elephant rushed madly towards Krishna. But Krishna caught hold of its trunk, pulled it down, jumped on the elephant, and broke its back. Krishna then killed the caretaker also. After killing the elephant, Krishna took an ivory tusk on his shoulder and decorated with drops of perspiration and sprinkled with the blood of the elephant. He felt blissful. Lord Balaram took the other tusk of the Delo-Edo elephant on his shoulder, and together they proceeded into the wrestling arena.
Notice these biceps. Triceps, pectoral muscles, and my great overall size, strength, physique, and intelligence. I am the famous Mustiga. And here is the great and powerful Chanura. Yes, we cannot be defeated. We will fight with Krishna and Balaram.
And kill them.
Yes. Anyone want to be first? These boys. eyes appear to be like thunderbolts.
Krishna and Balaram, we have heard about you too.
You are great heroes.
And your arms are very strong.
King Kamsa especially wants to see your great skill in wrestling.
We have heard that while tending cows in the forest, you enjoy wrestling along with your friends.
Now, join with us in wrestling so that all the people present here, including King Kamsa, will be pleased.
Well, we feel pleased that King Kamsa wants us to wrestle with you. But usually, we wrestle with boys of our own age.
Do you think that the audience would like to witness a fight between big, strong wrestlers like you and young boys like us?
Ha! Krishna, we can understand that you are neither a child or a young man. You and your elder brother Balaram are transcendental.
You have killed the giant elephant Kuvalayapita.
He was able to kill many other elephants, and you killed him in a wonderful way.
Because of your strength, you must fight with the strongest amongst us. Therefore, I must seek a witch to wrestle with you, Balaram.
And I, Shanura, will wrestle with Krishna.
Let the wrestling match begin!
Krishna and Shanura, and Balaram and Mastika, locked themselves hand to hand, leg to leg, and each began to press against the other with a view to coming out victorious. They joined palm to palm, calf to calf, head to head, chest to chest, and they began to strike one another. They captured one another, and threw each other on the ground. They pushed each other from place to place. The fighting increased step by step. There was picking up, dragging, and pushing, as all the wrestling arts were exhibited. As each party tried his best to defeat his opponent. But the audience was not satisfied because the beautiful boys, Krishna and Balaram, did not seem to be equally matched with the huge wrestlers, who were as solid as stone. As soon as Krishna understood that the audience was anxious about his safety, he decided to not continue fighting but to kill the wrestlers immediately.
I am Sala, and I will kill you. Krishna became very angry with him, and within a second, he jumped to the platform on which Kamsa was seated. Kamsa was prepared, and immediately he drew his sword and answered Krishna's challenge with sword and shield. But it was no use. The supremely powerful Lord caught hold of him with great force and knocked the crown from Kamsa's head. Krishna then grabbed Kamsa by his long hair and dragged him off the dais, threw him down on the ground. And at once, Krishna straddled Kamsa's chest and began to strike him over and 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 over again. Simply from the strokes of Krishna's fist, Kamsa lost his life.